I am Digital Dave.
And I soon will be Fast Eddie here. And we have...
Soon will be. Okay.
Soon will be. Yeah, we're working on it.
And we have Mr. Joe Ricciotti from the Weather Forecasting Office, who's our friend this week because he's been doing a great job.
Yes, he has.
The weather's been nice.
But he's going to slip toward the weekend. It's going to get a little more humid.
Yeah, and they're talking about rain on Monday, and I got a long-distance drive, so...
I won't be here, so that's not my forecast.
It's out of your hands. Okay.
I'll be forecasting out west.
Who's going to be running the weather Ouija board on Monday? We want to talk to them.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Nice.
I plead the fifth.
He's good.
Wait a minute.
Real good.
You know what? I'll bet if we slide him a fifth, he can get us a better weather forecast.
There you go.
There you go.
So you work out west.
I work at the Mississippi River, so west in Wisconsin,
Okay. So, yeah, we have weather here.
Yeah.
It's not like Arizona where it's pretty much given it hot, dry, sunny.
But it's a dry heat. No.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
What a cheesy excuse that is for warm weather.
How often do you prepare forecasts? I mean, two, three times a day?
So there's two main forecast periods a day, but for TAFs and aviation weather, it's four times a day. So the four TAFs per day for 24 hours, they go 24 hours.
Now, do you increase... do you increase the number of forecasts during the day if you're suspecting things like heavy weather, like possible tornado and supercell activities?
Yeah, so it's a kind of a constant update at that point when you have that severe weather, especially where you're constant messaging. And if we're not reaching the end customer, then what's the point, you know, of what we're doing? So it's always curtailing that to make sure that people understand what's going on.
Now, do you have a direct line to the Weather Channel so they can get Jim Cantore out there so he can stand in the middle of it?
No, we are in touch with the broadcast media, though. They're one of our partners, so, you know, keep in touch. We're all trying to get the message out there to the general public.
Stay home. That's the message. Nobody ever listens to that one.
Boy, that's the truth.
When thunder roars, goes indoors.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We like to walk outside and see what's going on.
That's the Midwest thing to do, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, the house next door to me has been struck by lightning twice, so yeah.
Yeah, I was downtown Madison last time. There was a heavy rain. Someone was in a kayak just going down the street.
A kayak?
They're going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, here we do it with a float plane.
There you go.
There was a piece of video of during a hurricane, and the newscaster was talking, blah, blah, blah. And in the background, a guy goes jogging by in a bathing suit wearing a horse head. It's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
We are a country of loonies.
Yep. You don't have to deal with any of that, do you?
No, that's why I'm not on the face for TV. I'm in the back scenes. You know, you don't know I'm there.
Oh, yeah, but that would be fun.
You're the one.
Official forecast.
You're the one crunching the numbers and drawing the little lines on the
map.
That's
right. He puts the big L.
And you're cursing my name, but you don't know my name. So that's good to go.
You're that darn weather guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
just
close enough.
Your fist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go home at night thinking, geez, I get paid to do this.
Yep.
Sometimes. It depends if my forecast is right.
Okay.
That's why I'm not here this weekend.
Are you one of those weather guys that gets really excited when the weather goes bad?
It's a mixed bag, I guess,
some
right?
of them you're like, ooh.
It's a mixed bag. We like the severe weather, but we also, again, want to keep people safe. So it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
You're issuing those warnings. You know there's serious weather, but you're also doing it for a reason to keep people safe. So.
Well, and hope they listen,
I imagine the one that gives you the worst time are the supercells, the ones that generate the tornadoes, because they just pop up almost instantly.
Yeah, those can be and quite devastating as well. The hardest is definitely the line of storms, so what you saw go through Chicago a couple weeks ago, because they can spawn a lot of tornadoes. There's probably maybe five or six or even more tornadoes that office found near Chicago, and the sirens were going off because there's a lot of tornadoes that are within that 60, 70-mile-an-hour winds.
What about when you get training storms? We sometimes have that here in Pennsylvania where they start training. It's like, whoa, another one.
Yeah, heavy rain. Yeah, and quickly 4 inches and then flash flooding. And you guys have the terrain, too, where it's going to turn into, you know, mudslides and roads. And
yeah, well, there's some roads around us that get flooded a lot. Oh. And then the trees start falling down, and it's a mess.
We have some underpasses that occasionally flood out down where we used to live. There was one that would get 3 feet of water.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually had video in my phone coming home on the PA Turnpike during a wicked storm where the water got up to my hood. And that's never happened on the PA Turnpike. That road usually drains nicely.
Yeah.
But it was just squirting off the hillsides and filling the road up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of us got caught in that one. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right. But you guys, you're always looking at the weather and trying to figure out what it's going to do next.
That's kind of the nature of a forecast, is it not?
That is true. What kind of equipment are you using to put a forecast together? I mean, you know, you just can't go outside, look it up, and say, wow, it's sunny.
Typewriter, Scotch tape, Sharpie.
Weather Ouija board.
That's what they use to put the actual forecast together.
Well, sometimes we do look outside. I mean, we just looked outside today and saw there's a bigger or nicer looking cloud, a little more vertical shape to it, so maybe some showers around, but I didn't say that, not just yet.
Well, that's not official, huh?
No, not yet. I'm not working right now.
yeah.
But it's a lot of computer forecast models, many different interpretations of what's going to happen. We use that radar for what's happening now, and then we kind of know or learn how to put that out in the future, in the short term. But then we have up to a 7-day forecast, so that's a lot of more forecast models and just computer
and trending
models. Yeah,
but, yeah, that's but, more prediction than anything else.
Yeah,
you're kind of guessing.
I usually say just go to a psychic if you really want
right,
to
right.
If you're going to tell the future.
Well, they told me they know I'm calling.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, I guess when you're backing out to do a 7-day forecast, it's all your resolution gets a lot lower.
You say yeah.
Highs in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
You can't say high of 86.
That was a question we got yesterday, which was a really good one of for going further out for ceilings and visibility forecasts. And at some point, the accuracy versus providing the product is the kind of the question. If you're going to be putting something out at 10 days, if you don't, you're not confident in that, is there, should you be, you know, is that kind of a question that we, that
right,
I
should
myself.
You be putting that out there? Yeah.
Right. Is that the message you want to send?
And again, of course, you can never account for pop-ups. And then,
it's hard.
You know, they talk about the general temperature heating up, and that leaves more moisture in the air, which means more activity and more severe storms. This is what you've seen over the last 10 years, this trend towards increasing severity of storms?
So the trend is, I wouldn't call myself a climatologist, but with increasing moisture, they call moisture like the gas of the atmosphere.
Right.
It's the fuel. So we get more instability, as we say, so the storms are more willing to pop up to the tropopause and produce severe weather. The other aspect of that, too, is we're better observing now. So we are seeing that uptick, but it's hard to tell one way or the other which one it is.
Now, the weather radar they use, the Doppler radar, can that detect, like, small hail and things like that?
Yeah, we use a bunch of different products within the Doppler radar. One thing we use to observe the weather is about 9 different products with just within that radar beam that goes in. It goes out and comes back in. Mm-hmm. We can tell if there's melting hail, heavy rain. It's really important for temperatures. We can interpolate the temperatures on top of it so we can see large hail, so on and so forth.
I was going to say, when you're down working in the Kansas area, do you ever see, like, flying witches or houses?
Nice.
We can actually, so I'm in the La Crosse office, and we can see bugs. So
right.
We see the mayfly hatches. Yeah, we log those, and some people do research with our radar data, actually.
Well, can you turn the power up a little bit and like, cook them for us?
I don't know if it would help or not.
Darn.
I'd hate to fly an airplane through that. What a mess that could be.
Yeah. Sometimes they have to plow them, supposedly. I've never seen
it. Wow. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
You know, I could just see it. A jet airliner gets brought down by mayflies.
Yeah, instead of the word birds, you'd be saying bugs.
Bugs, yeah.
It's a dirty day.
It is.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
I'm 3 years. I'm from the Northeast, though, so.
Northeast? Where?
New England.
That's too far northeast.
You said wicked, so I thought I had to let you know.
Okay, no.
It's wicked cool.
Yeah, it's wicked cool. It's wicked cold in the winter, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, are you in, like, Massachusetts, New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, Maine.
Okay.
Way
beautiful.
Up in the corner.
Yeah, we did an air show near Mount Washington. That's a beautiful area.
That is, yeah.
Anyways, the weather was good, too. Thank you.
We enjoyed everything about that air show except the drive there and back.
Yep. You've been doing this for 3 years. You've planning on doing it forever?
That's a great question.
That's not a weather question, though.
I like the aviation weather side of it. So right now we're doing that public forecast up to 7 days, and I really like the aviation side of it. So hopefully in the future that's somewhere I head. There's an office in Hawaii, so I'll be there shortly.
And everybody wants to go there. Do you guys use Pyrex? Do you, are you part of the group that gets that information?
We can pull it up, but more publicly, we don't get it in our own little stream or anything. Okay. But it is something that we use, obviously, for our forecast. We're more concerned with the ground, but obviously, if there's snow or precipitation type, it's something that we can usually gather from Pyrex.
The weather systems that people can put in their homes nowadays, are you guys tying into those as well?
Yeah, Weather Underground used to do that.
Yeah, so we use those public websites during severe weather to see what's coming down to the ground, what the temperatures are, where the boundaries that we're looking for are, and that really helps us because the resolution of the automatic sites like here at Oshkosh isn't large or isn't fine enough for what we want to do or how we want to forecast.
So if you can tie into these little guys and really nail it down as to what you're looking for.
We can try. Well, it helps.
Yeah,
it helps.
Like you said, they can see the temperature gradients, the wind speeds and directions.
Yeah, so when we put out those severe thunderstorm warnings, we want to make them as fine as possible. We don't want to have to say, oh, it's somewhere in this region, because that wouldn't, you know, help you guys as much.
I don't know. The warnings we get are like half of southeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
it's like,
really?
Okay. Just go look out the window. Yep, look, there's one coming.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. We've been talking to Joey Ricciotti of the Weather Forecasting Office here. I am Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is
EAA Radio.